Welcome to Great Table Talk. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Great Table Talk with none other than Cash and Ree.
Hey, Ree. Hey, hey, how's it going?
Good. And we want to welcome, of course, our partners, YBS. How are you doing, fellas?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Introduce yourself.
Man, I'm Patrick. I'm a YBS representative, Young Black Successful Entrepreneur, part owner, and...
I'll be Brandon. I'm the other half of that.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Well, welcome, fellas. You know, this is awesome. This is our live podcast. So, of course, if you hear any noise in the background, it's because we have people. We have our folks in the background.
Yes.
So you're going to hear a little feedback, and it's great to be live because, you know, we can get some feedback from the audience every once in a while.
Absolutely.
So listen, fellas.
What up?
Lady, mm-hmm. I want to talk about a hot topic. What do you all have to say about what's currently going on in our climate with all of this sexual harassment? I know I'm throwing the fellas kind of off. I know I didn't tell them this ahead of time. But it's not a good time to be a Weinstein, you know, Simmons.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so you hit me off guard with the sexual harassment.
Right.
And you say Weinstein and who else? The older white guys you're talking
Russell,
about?
Yeah, I mean, Russell Simmons.
No, I was just about to say, so how are all these allegations coming out? Why, you know, what's up with the... They didn't come after Bill, what his name is?
Well, they
didn't
come after Bill Cosby.
They came after Bill Cosby, yes.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, like.
Yeah, years later, they not want to get on mm-hmm. you know. I bet Bill Cosby sitting home happy now, ain't
it? I'm gonna be a part of the panel where I'm going to put that on us because we assassinated that man character to the core, and we ain't riding as hard as we are on some of these other people that's coming out.
Well, that's just true.
That's what I was trying to get to. Yeah.
Or we, you know, like we wrong for how hard we went at Bill Cosby, or we, you know, we just failing to identify, you know, the signs.
Well, that's just true.
And I still say that was all a setup because what I understand, he was getting ready to take over NBC.
Right. And at the end of the day, when your legacy is out there, especially people of color, let's even go with, and I may get this guy named Connors, mm-hmm. the congressman.
Yeah.
Allegations came out. He immediately resigned, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Ron, what was the guy in Alabama, the Republican in Alabama?
I don't remember his name.
He refused to resign. Trump didn't make him resign. Do y'all know who I'm talking about? And right. he had like 30 mm-hmm. some women came out, and he's still running for
exactly.
a Senate in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's like you mm-hmm. pick and choose,
but,
you know.
But
right.
Like I said, that's on us. That's I always say things like that are on the people, just like with the guy, the Yenny guy over in Kenner, that had the, had the thing.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't stepping down either.
Right.
I mean, but if the people don't force it, I mean, keep your job. It's just like saying mm-hmm. if the guy says you walk in and you got fired, if you got power over that, and the guy can go home, I need that check.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. Okay, let's even bring it down to where you and I are. And we have always heard this. It's easier to believe a lie because the lie is more entertaining, right?
Yep.
Just mm-hmm. like right now, you'll see me here today, but tomorrow you'll hear, I'm trafficking drugs or guns to Nicaragua. You'll be like, oh, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it's so easy. It's so entertaining, mm-hmm. you know. So why is that though?
I always think that's like that's a community, you know, issue. Like we love gossip. Like we feed into it.
Right.
We feed into it more than the truth. I mean, and that's the same with anything. Like we're gonna talk about a lot of things over the course of this, you know, of our podcast. And like that's even like relationships. Like you say, how in a relationship you can have 99 good days and the one day that you may be off.
The what? The 99.
It's like a shade over the entire thing.
Right.
So we want that. Like if a person's doing good, that minute they slip up, like I knew it all along.
Yeah. I knew it.
Like they're good people.
I knew he
would. Slipped up.
You automatically forget that they're human.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So there goes the line. Is it a character flaw, you think, or is it just our culture?
We don't love our heroes.
Might be
that's why they tell you don't. You know, they tell people don't meet your heroes. You know, you don't be disappointed. Like we want to think people great, but the minute that we realize they're human, like they're ordinary, we kind of want to tear them down. Like
most mm-hmm. of these people are great, man. It's just you gotta understand these are regular human beings. Everybody,
right.
you know, when the lights, camera, action, all that is off the record, man. These people are human beings, man. So mm-hmm. you know,
and that's a great thing because you said a lot of people are great, and that kind of brings us into our topic, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greatness or success? Is it
success.
That? Or can you be successful? What's your idea of success? I want to go to each and every one of us, starting at Brandon. What is your definition of success?
That's a great question.
Let me perfect my
answer to
that question. Always trying to be a little deeper.
I'm going to say that success is always of doing what you love, like something that you're passionate about. Like I think I did a post a couple days ago on saying getting paid doing what you love, like that's the ultimate success. Because that's your passion. Like you think that we're all kind of, you know, we're working, we're taking care of responsibilities, priorities. Like how often do we get to kind of live in our purpose? Mm-hmm. So to me, and everything right. that I do, I get a kick out of living in my purpose. Like that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. Like I enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm grateful for that because I know a lot of people aren't. Like I see people unhappy in their lives because they don't get to do what they love.
Right.
You know,
that's true.
I get to do what I love. Like I have no reason not to get out of bed and be happy. Like to me, that's success.
Okay, mm-hmm. Patrick.
Success. I would say success is this. I got two of my classmates from high school, class of 97, and we sitting down at the round table. And, you know, great things is coming out of this. You know
what
I'm saying? We see each other mutually on social media. We don't get a chance to see each other every day like we did in high school. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in their own separate lives, family. You know what I'm saying? We all family. We got our own family.
Right.
So responsibilities, that's the word I was looking for. So. And we still take the time out to get out and step out of our comfort zone and do what we love to do. Kind of like what Brandon's saying, you know, being able to wake up in the morning and doing just simply what you love to do, your vision, your dream.
Yeah, right.
And watching it come to light. You know, I got my hands. People think I'm crazy. You know, I see a lot of people. Are you always into something? You doing something? What are you doing now? You know. I'm not crazy. I'm no different than the other man, you know, or a woman that's just trying to get it out here in this world. And I have my own vision. I got my own lane of what I want to do.
Right. Uh-huh.
Everything that I touch, it seems like people gravitate to it, and it has some kind of type of success to it. And I don't ask nobody for nothing. You
right.
know?
Right.
So.
And I will. Let me hold 20.
Now that part right small. There, you I haven't got small. That successful yet. Right. I don't have that kind of money right now, man. People think I got it like that, but man, I'm steady kicking it out, you know. But I mean, just being able to do and like I said, I'm gonna say again, like Brandon said, man, just to be able to get up in the morning and do what you love to do, and when somebody tell you, man, you crazy for doing that, or what is that y'all doing? They got people around here right now. What are y'all doing?
You know,
what is
I've been asked that a couple times.
You know?
Right.
But this is what you call success, because at the end of the day, you're gonna see it.
Right.
You know,
and you may not see it today.
No.
But
that's,
you stay
that's,
tuned.
Yeah, that's success. You know, and it has anything to do with money. And that's another thing too. I'm gonna say what's when you're not worried about money.
Yeah.
And instead of it coming, that's success. I'm not rich. I'm not a millionaire. But I, you know, hopefully one day I should see some millions. But it's not all about money. This is all about just getting up in the morning, doing what you're doing in love, what you're doing, and taking care of our families. You know.
Absolutely. Right. And my definition of success is to be forward moving and forward thinking, making sure I'm healthy, mind, body, and soul, doing not only what I love, but making sure that my family. You know, my immediate family, my family, my friends, with that, we are all okay. And money is going to follow it. So my definition of success is to make sure that I'm well-rounded, mind, body, and soul. And make sure that it all meets on a daily basis and I'm becoming a better person day in and day out to what my level of being better is.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it ties in together with loving what you're doing.
I tell you what, though, because you're the boy, you came a long way. Boy.
I know. Okay.
Back in 97, boy, you totally different person.
look at God. No.
Right. Well, my definition of success is actually what all of you have touched on already. Just basically staying well-grounded, living your life on purpose, and just making sure that your family is well, that you're living well, and that you enjoying what you're doing every day. I mean, we spend so much time at work, and it would be, to me, it's just a tragedy when you're doing something and you're spending so much time on something that you don't even have a passion about.
Oh, my God, yes.
That, to me, is unsuccessful. So try to turn that around and say, I want to do something that I'm passionate about and that I love. That is my definition of success. And just like y'all said, the money will follow.
Right. And I've spent so many years. I've spent so many years, like I got my first degree at 19 and my second one roughly at 22, right?
Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
I'd rather not say. next question. But one of the things that I realized, I mean, I've been developing for 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, there is nothing like seeing like what we're doing right now. And to, I'm probably just tighten it up.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we're doing right now and the camaraderie, and even though everyone is in their different professions,
right.
to pull together, this is what I love. I love giving back. I love social.
All right, what mm-hmm. that's going to
that brings us to our next level.
To the live mm-hmm. question, and we can all get back. Like, so we're talking about success, and we all have individual groups here. So mm-hmm. we're gonna each take a moment to talk about our individual groups and what our purpose is for them and what we hope to grow them into.
Okay,
and sounds
we'll,
good.
We'll start with YBS. YBS is it began in basically a community thought of how can, you know, us as individuals begin to create change in our community. Like, we all want the great change. We want to see black people move in a different way. We want to see us, you know, graduate to being able to do bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts with the foundation. You know, it's like building a house. Like, we're going to lay that slab and then we're going to build off it. So my community kind of became the test subject for that. It's mm-hmm. like, I know what I wanted for myself, but when you start to get a couple things for yourself, like, I think all of us should start to think about what we can do for other people. So now it's like, I've got change. How can I affect change in the people around me?
All right.
So how can I facilitate the youth things that I want to do? How can we pay for this stuff so we're not looking for anybody to come in and pay for it? We're not asking the parish. We're not begging our council people to say, please come do this for mm-hmm. us. How can we begin to be self-sufficient in our own communities?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the YBS base. So you said we sell product in exchange for building community support, building that community love, because when we love things, we pay more attention to it,
correct.
We treat it better.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We take it out and we make it feel pretty.
Right.
So YBS is going to, like, we want to make everybody in their individual communities take it out, make it feel good, and tell it you love it.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Again, tell us what YBS stands for.
Matt? Young Black Successful Entrepreneurs. Pretty much, I mean, everything Brandon just said, it all started off as an idea of giving back to the community, getting back into the community. But, like, Young Black Successful Entrepreneurs, that word is very powerful. I mean, it's broad, mm-hmm. you know. So when people, especially with the clothing line, you know, when people see us, man, what is that? I mean,
right.
Oh, no, matter of fact, I want that.
Right.
They don't even
mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Right. They don't even know what it means. Like,
I'll place some orders.
You know, speaking truth to purpose. Like,
yeah. So you're around here wearing David Duke?
Right, right. You know, so.
No, that was a joke.
And you know, I'm glad we're touching on that subject too. He was like, you asked me about the YBS. We started off the clothing line. It was just a thought. Me and Brandon were talking about doing t-shirts and stuff like that. And we came up with the logo. And I actually told Brandon, I said, man, we need to put this logo on the shirt. And man, mm-hmm. and then we put it on there and everybody was just asking, man, I need one. I need one.
Right.
I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. hold on. Wait, right. we need right. to start a t-shirt company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I love the idea. The YBS, mm-hmm. I love it, love it, love it.
But just like I was telling my homeboy just a second ago, man, the t-shirt is just the billboard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
everything Brandon was saying just now is all about what we about, you know. But the t-shirt, we gonna roll it till the wheels fall off, because everybody's digging it, everybody is, you know, supporting it. I'm gonna put that swag behind him, you know,
right.
you know how I was back in 97 right. in high school, man.
I was a late bloomer.
That's the thing that,
right.
That's that thing that you want, though. Like, when people start to feel proud about,
right.
like, when you're going somewhere,
yeah.
and you know people gonna see you, you wanna dress your best.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You wanna feel comfortable in what you're wearing. Like, That's pride gear to us. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
When you've seen in it, when people read it, like, we want you to, you stick your chest out. You
right.
know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
And it's well recognized, because I had a YBS shirt on one day. I was shopping and I went into the store and the lady that was checking me out, she knew about it. And she was like, oh, yeah, I know such and such
yeah.
and I mean, we just started talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, those are my classmates and they blah, 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 blah.
Well, just so you all know.
Just,
I ordered me a YBS shirt as well as I have a Queen Hustler. I'm waiting for my YBS shirt. I'm not trying to put anybody on blast, but what I'm going to say, I'm going to let you all think on that. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Platinum Moments Photography, bringing your moments to life. Contact us at platinummomentsphotography@gmail.com or at 504-231-3626.
We were talking about YBS, giving an explanation of what that was, and now we're going to introduce the Great Movement. Now, I'm an ambassador for the Great Movement, and what it is actually a group of young folks, be it young adults and grade school kids. What it is to get our children in grade age to get together and explore their talents. Sometimes you are made to feel as if you don't fit in because you may be different. And let me just tell you, we got some bright-minded young folks out there.
Yeah.
They're not all driven for, you know, the Instagram modelness or to have, as the guys say, the money holes and clothes. Just it's all about clothes. And so they're interested in the arts, be it singing, rapping, writing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're intelligent. They are very, I have some contact with some great artists. These young people are coming up and they really want to know how can they connect with young people, young like-minded people in their community to make not only their art form better, but to get better, whether it be sports. You know, it's okay being average and being good, mm-hmm. but it's even better being great.
Right.
So behind me I have one of the young ladies from the Great Movement. I want her to give her, you know, just a little tidbit about the Great Movement.
Hi, my name is Paige Ali Webb. I was born on March 8th. I'm just
gotta have one.
There's always one in the family.
No, but I'm very blessed to be part of the Great Movement. I mean, it's one of those things that if you're a very motivated person and don't know where to go with your ideas, it's one of those clubs or slash movement where it can get your ideas brought to life. And you know, it's called a movement because we're ready to move and actually go out into the community and actually interact with those who don't have necessarily had that self-confidence and maybe rub off on them. It's all about the mentoring the program, you know? Young adults, young kids, it doesn't matter. However old you are, it's not too late, you know what I'm saying?
Check it, like she's giving an opening for church.
Yeah.
It's not
amen.
Too late.
You can
come to the Lord today.
Amen. Let the church say
not
amen.
Amen.
So, just to wrap it up, it's about it's not necessarily an organization. It's just about you becoming a movement, a group of individuals, like-minded individuals getting together and becoming, going from your good to your great, whatever your great may be. Mm-hmm. All right?
That should be your like young. That's your tagline. You speak from good to great.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Good.
Yeah. It is.
I like that.
And we have speaking of which, we have a pop-up camp. Paige, when is it?
January 6th
at Hornville High. It's going to be a pop-up camp. This particular pop-up camp is focusing on, of course, entrepreneurial skills as well as the arts of singing, dance, and writing. We have some great writers out there. And I want to welcome YBS to come to those kids. It's going to be at Hornville High School, so I'll probably get on your schedule.
We have a meeting there anyway, so that's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
So I'm going to say that on live, so maybe somebody can go and tell them that we want to meet with them and talk about and talk about that.
Right.
With the principal?
Yeah.
I want to meet with the principal.
Well, I got the paperwork handed over. It's pretty easy to do. Just be straightforward about what you're trying to do.
We definitely want to. I mean, let me say, like, getting into plans because, like, We've got this thing, saying ideology, like our kids can't inherit our jobs. So we got to start business for kids. We got to start getting into these kids early and letting them know that,
right.
You know, like create something that's yours. Like even like with everything that we're doing here, it's for the ones that's coming behind
right.
us.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And definitely for me, like I said, I want to leave my kids businesses. If I
right.
can leave them a franchise, that's even better.
Even better.
Right. Right.
And before, you know, we move on to your seat at the table. Mm-hmm. Not to cut you off, Brandon, but I've been doing it since we were kids.
Yeah,
the Great Movement, again, is I want to encourage young people to get involved with being above average. What's the status
yes.
quo? That's
yes.
the purpose of the Great Movement, to getting involved with something that's above the status quo. So let's introduce ourselves or get more familiar with your seat at the table. That's another business that's represented here.
Yes, your seat at the table. So my business is, it's geared towards women, helping them build strategies in the workplace to secure their seats at the table in the boardroom or even owning their own. Talking about how to negotiate salaries, coaching them on that, coaching them on interview prep, resume writing, just all of those factors that make you successful at the workplace. And a lot of times, we don't have that coaching. We don't have that that preparation.
That's true.
And so I want to provide that. So that is where your seat at the table formed.
So I want to say it again. YBS covers our community as a whole. It covers stimulating the economy. It covers planning, making community plans to make sure that we are financially secure, making sure we get the name out, making sure our people are self-sufficient. The Great Movement covers our young people. It makes sure that it's like an umbrella, if you will. It covers to make sure our young people are covered and being comfortable in their own skin, not adapting to what the status quo of what society says. And of course, your seat at the table is one of those ones that when we send our kids off into the workforce, and even adults, that sometimes we don't know how to write a resume.
Right.
So in between jobs or transitioning from college into your career line, we want to connect you with the best ways to write a resume, to interview, et cetera, et cetera. So does that cover it? We got everybody covered?
I think we're covered.
Yeah, I think we covered.
I think we covered everybody, and I'm just going to take over for a second.
Go ahead.
I'm going to suggest the next segment. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I do have shout-outs. Go ahead. We would like to thank Rockin' Lemonade out of Baton Rouge.
Big shout-out to Rockin' Lemonade.
Big shout-out to Rockin' Lemonade, and you can
find
them on Instagram at ROCKINLEMONADE, Rockin' Lemonade. We have Tavi Don. They are insurance and financial advisors. That's at TAVYDA_DON. And we'll tackle some of the other ones later on. That's gonna be that segment for now.
Okay, what we're gonna do before we continue, I'm gonna end this particular podcast because we're gonna start a new podcast because I wanted to get like two wrapped up. So we want to tell you thank you again for joining us,
yes.
YBS, your seat at the table,
thank
great
you.
Movement, and again, this is Great Table Talk. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.